testimony hope.
Go ahead, blast it on the torch. Of you in my life. Sotoy, El Rekete, El Sakata, Aya, 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 Akotone, Rapeneke, El Lekete, El Shada, Abarada, Akado, Rakata, Let the waters rise, let the waters rise, Yakete, Kete, Ebe, Sakete, Abalakata, Abalaka, Oh Lord, submerge my faculty in your glory. Submerge my effort in your glory. Oh Lord, submerge my being in your glory. Oh Lord, submerge everything that concerns me in your glory. There is a yearning. There is a yearning. There is a yearning. Only you can feel. There is a longing. Only you can satisfy. I'm the cry. There is a cry in my spirit. Only you can satisfy. Until I am lost in your glory. Until I am submerged in your power. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Rakata. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. Lebara kazara, lebere kota. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Thou poureth out yourself upon me, and every area of my life experiences an overflow. Thou brings me in to a deeper interface with you, and every area of my life begins to operate in an overflow. Randa kuda bazaya, Lord, sons and daughters, I gather again tonight. You are bringing men and women into a deep fellowship, into a deep encounter, into a oneness. You are bringing men and women into a oneness that will skyrocket, that will spark off and overflow, that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that has never enter the hearts of men. Rapata koto ishata kura elebele kateya emele kotozi ishapatukata elebele kateya amele kataya amele kotozi irapata kata amele kataya arapale. God, that here are men and women who will never be ordinary. Rakataya amele kataya amele kata, manifesting Jesus in a way, in a manner that a generation has no witness before. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. We unveil faces. We unveil faces. We are beholding your glory. Abakata, alakate, eshedekete, abalakata, ayayaya, ayayaya, eketekete, elebedekete, ashatade, elebedeke, atadaya, errata, errata, errokodi, iputua, ipuanikili, eshwamunukaya, Bukata, Allah Kodia, Esia, Esia Bukura, Ilua Inisia, Esia Bokuete, Ilia Bekiti, Asia Muale, Ipuanekitia, Esia Bekilia, Ishaduka, Itwebe, Itialibe, Iswamiki, Itualia, Isia Bakuta, Ilia Ketuasia, Eswakiti, Ali. Jesus will give you all the glory. Le para corasila, rando kosara, le para kasande. We'll give you all the glory. Le baro shene, sukutata. Le bara baro shira, ande kota, isende kolate, amene baro shade, arada rabara kosharera, irende kola bara basha. Irado kosotona, iratata, le kondaya na bashoda. Do not let me go. Same way I came. Lord, touch me with your hand. Makutaya na balabakasa. Oh God, le katala. Do not let me go. Try. Same way. Try. Enebare kotoya. Touch me with your hand. Hakotele bashoda. La barakata, touch me with your hand. Hey, kata barakata, Oshana. Father, do not let us go. Ekete, same way. Akiva, harabalaya, touch me with your hand. La kada basene, hele kotosha. Lord, we don't know for others, but do not let me go. Touch me with your hand. Oh God. Father, we say, we make ourselves, our hearts, our spirit vulnerable to you. Do not let us go same way we came. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Emmanuel. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you represent. And magnified, oh God. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Would you lift up your right hand? Declare like you really mean it. Say, my Father, I will not leave the way I came. If that was you, I need you to say it louder again. Say, my Father. Say it again. Say, I will not leave the way I came. Say it again. Say, my Father. I will not leave the way I came. If you believe it, say it louder. Amen. Quickly open your Bible to the book of Ezekiel chapter 47. Now, it's a scripture that we've been living with and living on for a while in this particular service. Ezekiel chapter 47. But we've dealt with a majority of it. But we're going to read from verse 5. And that will be it. And then we'll go read a part of the New Covenant and the New Testament. And then I will sum it up very briefly with Genesis chapter 2. It is very mandatory and a protocol of the house for us to stand for the reading of God's word. So can I crave your indulgence that we all stand on our feet for the reading of God's word in this house. So can we read Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 5. Can we read together? Church, one to go. Afterward, he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen
waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Can we read that verse 5 one more time? Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not pass over. If I am not troubling you, can we read it for the very last time? Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters for swimming, a river that could not be passed over. While you are there, open your scriptures very quickly to the book of John chapter 7. We're in the book of John chapter 7 verse John chapter 7 verse 28. John chapter 7 verse verse 38 rather. John chapter 7 verse 38. Can we read church together? One to go. He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Can we read it a second time? He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. For the very last time. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Run with me to the book of Genesis very quickly. The book of Genesis very quickly. Chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 8 to verse 14. 8, from verse 8 to verse 14. Can we read together, church? One to go. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Our Father, we ask, O God, that in the next few minutes, that you make your word and your will known unto us. Father, we ask, let there be none of any man but all of you. Lord, we ask, let tonight be an encounter that would remain fundamental and monumental to transitions that men and women have been praying about. Lord, we ask, oh God, we reject another normal time. We reject another traditional time. We reject another time that seems ordinary. Wherever you are, please, would you lift up your right hand? Speak in the Holy Ghost for 30 seconds. Speak in the Holy Ghost for 30 seconds. Are you aware that in meetings like these men are made? Are you aware that in meetings like this, that men become extraordinary? Are you aware that in meetings like this, passwords for new seasons are unlocked? Are you aware that in meetings like this, there is a rain of glory? Are you aware that in meetings like this, speaking the Holy Ghost, like you know you are the only one, and like you know that you are the only one that is expecting an encounter? Father, we ask, oh God, let it be about your power, let it be about your grace. Let the lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. Oh, let that amen thunder like you really believe it. Somebody help me thunder overflow of the Holy Ghost. Say it again, say overflow of the Holy Ghost. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. People of God, in the next few minutes, it will please the Lord to have me speak to us as we finally tidy up our series on glorious emergence on an overflow of the Holy Ghost. People of God, it was Prophet Ezekiel who was trying to demonstrate what the Lord was putting in his heart. And then he spoke about how the waters rose until he could no longer pass over in the water. All he did was to just
swim in the water. Now Jesus actually trying to exemplify or explain exactly what happened to Prophet Ezekiel, begin to use also the same river, the scenario of the same river, to begin to describe what it means for a man to have an overflow of the Holy Ghost. And he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. People of God, if a man can produce rivers, don't forget that he said, the scripture says he was referring to the Holy Ghost. If a man can be in an atmosphere where his generation, where his destiny generates a measure of like that, that seems like a river, and that begins to precipitate towards an overflow, I can bet my life on it that that man is operating in nothing but the overflow of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That man is operating in nothing but the overflow of the Spirit. It becomes interesting that I said last week that the very first time the word river was mentioned in the Bible was no other place than in Genesis chapter 2. And that's why I took time for us to begin to read it from Genesis chapter 2, from verses 7 to where we stopped. And the Bible spoke about how God already planted the garden in Eden and put the man he had formed in there. The Bible says, and the waters flowed from Eden into water the garden, and from there it went on to become the four rivers, as it were. Now the $1 million question is, Pastor, all the scriptures, do they really have a meeting point? Before I move to the heart of the matter, please permit me to say, please, if you could show us John one more time. Show us John one more time. John chapter 7, verse 10. A church, can we read one together? He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow. Now I am going to begin this evening by concentrating on one word, F-L-O-W, and that word is called flow. Somebody help me say F. Can you repeat after me? Say L. Say O. Say W. Somebody shall say flow. Flow simply means for something to move from here to here. The streaming of a course of water from one point to another point. And the Lord said, my will for anyone who knows me is not for there just to be a fullness, but for there to be a flow. Because in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. In other words, there's going to be a steady supply. I am going to be pouring. I'm going to be pouring. And so what I expect anybody connected to me is for them to open up the channels of their spirit for there to be a flow. I pour into you, then you flow out to others. I pour into you, you flow out to situations. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think that the Bible says Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was led into the wilderness? The measure of your wilderness experience sometimes is directly proportional to the fullness that you carry. It is not the abandonment of God. It is not that God has turned his face back on you. God says you are too full, that I want you to express your fullness in the wilderness. If the Bible says, I caused the waters to run through the wilderness, who will bring the water? If the Bible says, he causes streams to run through the desert, it is out of your flow. It is out of your flow that waters will enter into every dry area. Amanakotosia, it is out of your flow. Call your name and say, Jerry. Say, flow. Say, Jerry, flow. Let your amen turn louder. Let me quickly remind you that geographically, anyone who understands, I mean the geography of rivers as they were, will understand that there is something they call the upper course of the river and the lower course of the river. And those mariners will let you know that the upper course of the river is usually faster than the lower course of the river. And the $1 million question is why? And the mariners will tell you that when you get to the lower course of the river, that the river begins to experience a lot of disruptions. And so, the river that you saw in your village that is flowing very quietly is not as quiet as that, or is not as slow as you saw, but right along the way, it began to have some blockages. There is a stone here, there is a tree here, there is a windy path here, there is a leaf here, there is this one here. It begins to slow the river down. And so disruptions along the way, Amashakata, became the reason. What was received of the river was forceful, but because of what was dropped in the river along the way, it became slower than its normal course. Amashakata, people will look at the river and say, slow river. This river is so slow. That river is not as slow as you think. It is just that where it started from and where it is right now, that some things have entered that made the river as Okuta Kataya and Meshakutuli Barahaya Abala Kataya. There is a river on the inside of you. Whatever the enemy has thrown inside, Abala Kote Kesha, that is slowing down the course. As your amen will thunder, I announce that they are uprooted right now. Oh, that amen did not thunder like you believe it. I said they are uprooted right now. 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 Somebody shall say, let there be a flow. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Take your seat for 1 second. And so you find out that the upper course of the river, Marabalakasha, where I got the encounter, something happened to me the day I got the encounter. The words were very powerful. The prophecies were extremely very profound. What he spoke to me was out of the world. But sir, what is happening to me now? I don't look like what he said on that day. I don't look like what I heard on that day. My $1 million question to you is, are you aware from where you got the prophecy to where you are right now? The enemy looked for one block somewhere, a block of worry, and threw it in. He carried another block of distraction and threw it in there. He took another one of unforgiveness and blocked it somewhere there. He took another bitterness and blocked it there. And so my river is still flowing, but it's not as forceful as I received. My river is still flowing. Makatakata, any nyama nyama on your way that is blocking the car, hipa eshekataya amalakataya, as your amen will turn, I decree they are cleared out of the way. Get out, 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 get out. Somebody shout, get out. I'm not talking to everybody, but I'm talking to men of destiny who know there is a flow. There's got to be a flow. Anything making your spirit man not to be as fool as you received of the Lord, as your amen was under, I command them, get out of your spirit. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. There's got to be a flow. There's got to be a flow. Take your seat one more time. Rabale kasaka. While you're sitting down, place your right hand on your belly. Rana kasa. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Jenda bere bere kasa. Rabale kodo kosuta. Ebele kodasa. Whatsoever that is obstructing, randa koshikata. Amala kasa. this is not your true level in ministry. Do you know that the Spirit can help you even in the marketplace? This is not your true level. Whatever that is narrowing down my flow, whatsoever that is narrowing down my flow, let your amen turn the louder.
Amen. Take your seat for 1 second. Please let me borrow the three of you pastors. Please come. Pastor Bethel, Pastor Darlington, and Pastor Emmanuel. Come. Let me borrow you people. For 1 second, somebody help me say that it must flow. No, you're not saying it like you know it. Somebody shall say it must flow. Listen, I came to validate that prayer you had. And then you felt the power of God. And God began to show you things about yourself. Things that were going to happen. After a while, you are beginning to doubt those things. And you're beginning to say, God, I'm not sure you showed me those things. Maraba, in the upper course, he was very forceful. What put the obstructions from where I received it to now where I am seeing the manifestation? Marabakasa, can I ask you again, like you don't care who is by your side, like they didn't hear what you heard, like they don't know where you've been with God, let me hear you shout, say, get out! For 1 second, I want you to see this, people. Now, this is one man. This is one man. This is one man. His name is Mr. What Mr. do I use now? Mr. Raymond. All of them. Now, this is Mr. Raymond. One man, Mr. Raymond. Mr. Raymond. But this is the spirit of Mr. Raymond. This is the soul of Mr. Raymond. And this is the body of Mr. Raymond. The interesting thing is that out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. You see, this must cooperate. All of these three must cooperate for there to be a flow. So, the problem with Mr. Raymond, that he feels like this is the only one that needs to cooperate. No, sir. Because Mr. Raymond needs to understand that with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Body. With the heart, we believe unto righteousness, soul, and then it is the spirit that quickeneth. For the spirit beareth witness with our spirit that so every of this. And so what happens, which is why I need to explain this before we go, what happens is that I am in church and pastor begins to speak the word. My ears, which is part of my body, begins to hear what pastor is saying, or I'm studying the word in my house, and my eyes, which is part of my body, is reading the word. The devil becomes scared about what is about to happen next, because the Bible says this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on a day and night. Because he doesn't want a flaw to happen in my life. So he begins to stand in between my ears and my heart. And that is the reason why I will leave a midweek service. And you ask me, sister, I wasn't at the midweek service. What exactly did the pastor say? Or what did you study this morning? I sincerely read from my heart. I was blessed when I was reading. Even when pastor was preaching, I was blessed. But for some reason, I can't explain.
again. I don't know what happened. I have forgotten everything that was said because I didn't pray about it. I didn't remember it. It didn't live in my heart. I didn't meditate on it. I didn't walk around confessing it. I heard it, but it disappeared. And he blocks it off. It doesn't settle in my heart. He just settles in your ear. When he wants to deceive me further, he lets it settle in my memory, but it doesn't settle in my heart. Because how do I know, Kosha, it has settled in my heart? Is the behavior change it provokes. Oh, Holy Spirit, deliver us. Deliver us, deliver us. There are tons of believers with the word of God and prophecies in their memory, but it never gets to the heart. When it gets to the heart, it's the place where a mortal takes the place of Sarah. And the Bible says, and Sarah judged God and found it. This is beyond what she heard. It has settled in her heart. It was beyond offense. Where it settles, it's beyond circumstances. It's beyond what I'm seeing. I trust God more than what I'm seeing. I believe in the word of God more than what I am reading, because it already settled in my heart. So even if you came out tomorrow and told me there is no God, I will still believe in a God. And so this is where he blocks it. Peradventure, I conquered this and I settle it in here. And the Bushada, he tries to come here. Barakasa, think about it, meditate on it, but never communicate it in prayer. Because it's got to flow. Because this place, the language of the Spirit is the language of prayer. Let me say it again. You see, in this realm, the atmosphere of this realm is nothing but strong connection in the place of prayer. The atmosphere of this realm, the atmosphere of this realm is an atmosphere of meditation. The atmosphere of this realm is the atmosphere of focus. Can I say it again? The atmosphere of this realm is the atmosphere of focus. The atmosphere of this realm is the atmosphere of meditation. Aborokas, I keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of what goes on. What goes on in my heart here is very important. The atmosphere of my soul is the atmosphere of meditation. And the atmosphere of my spirit is an atmosphere of prayer. And so he blocks it. He meditates on it, but he never prays about them. And so this is where Makuta Kasha, he thinks about it so powerfully. Even when the man of God was preaching in church, he thinks about it so powerfully. But then again, Shokataha, it never meant any manifestation in his life. Because this is how it works again. When it is capacitated here, Zeburu Dukushara, it rises again. It rises again. It came from here, dropped into here, dropped into here. Now that is the process of capacitation. The process of manifestation begins from here again. It doesn't begin from here. There are men who began from here. They will mount a pulpit. Here is okay. Here is okay. They have the energy at the right places. And here he's looking at them. Here has so much to say, but here is not given the support for manifestation. So it begins, it rises from here again, enters here. Sakoloshia, ask a man of the spirit. When here is properly said, many things happen here. This is that part where the Bible begins to say, I come in the volume of what has been written about me. Because when you stay here, effectively where you see here, will begin to flip like pages. He will begin to flip like chapters. He will begin to flip Quran, the Kusa, Hebasha, Hebara, Ura. You will not be in darkness about anything. He moves from here to here. Then you begin taking the place of manifestation. Everything is flowing. Before here will say, here will whisper to here. Tell here to say this word. And then once it drops here, here will pick it up from here. And here we begin to declare it. Boom, things begin to happen. Boom, things begin to happen. Boom, things will begin to happen. But there's yet a generation who wants it to start and end here, because their laziness will not allow them, so that they can go inside here and stay at the waters. Oh, Samson, the Philistines are upon thee. Samson said, let me do like before. Don't I know how to do this thing? Samson, it is not so, because it begins from here. A generation is saying, you pray too much. Why do you pray every night? We need to stay here, so that here can be full of faith, so that here can manifest. Lift up your right hand. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Rabala Korakada. Rebele Kotosi. Let there be a flow. Le Kotokesha. No part of my being will obstruct. Rekotokoshi. Mekodekasa. Abala Kudokoshi. Rekatakata. Lebere Kotosi. Masukata. Ebata Kuta. Lebere Kotosi. Shandaka. Let the believer turn down loud. Amen. Take your seat. Libarakasha. You know, there are days when here will talk so powerfully well, minister so powerfully well. And if you are a man of here, if you are a man of here, you will wonder, why did that one speak so well, but I never connected? Why was that message so powerful? Is anything wrong with me? Is there something that I'm not getting right? Because it was powerful, but it came from here. But there are people who come from here. Their English might not be correct, but there's something about them. There are people, they say nothing, but there seems to be something about them. There are people, you don't know whether they are born again or not, but when they walk into a place, you look at them, there's something about them, because they began from here. Oh Lord, Shakatuzia, the world is asking us to be all of it. This is what the world is asking us. Just to be a man of here. Be a man of here. Learn the art. Become an actor. This is what they are asking us. Learn the art very well. Act everything. But you are asking us, and you are saying, are you not aware that deep calleth unto deep? Are you not aware? It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. You cannot walk in an overflow if your life begins from here and ends in here. You cannot be a man of the overflow if your life begins from here and ends in here. Kapatukataya. You move every day. No time to speak in the Holy Ghost. Even if you are washing, even if you're kolabasakata, and they're asking, what are you doing? I'm in touch with my real self. I'm in touch with my real self. This place that is wearing the makeup is not my real self. If I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost, I'm in touch with my real self. If you see me confessing the word, I'm in touch with my real self. Because, Lord, I don't want to emerge and there is no flow, I will not last. But when here is properly stirred, when here is properly stirred, for the stirring of the milk produces butter. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. Can you thunder? Let there be a flow.
Excuse me, Lord. I prayed for the sick and they never got healed. Question is, where did you pray from? Where did you pray from? Excuse me, Lord. There are things I desire that I'm not seeing. You got to be in touch now. Who you are? Who I am is not this man. Marabasa, anybody who creates me from here will actually create me wrongly. But who I am is this man. Rande kusunde kasha. And that is why, how do I eat breakfast, lunch and dinner, and I never gave my true self true food? How do I snack on things? In between meals, I'm snacking on things. What am I snacking on here? What am I given here? I need to snack on a verse. I need to snack on a meditation. I need to snack on what pastor said. I need to snack on one testimony. I need to snack on one miracle. But I take my time. I feed here that the Bible said profited nothing. But this one, can I beg of you, put your two hands on your belly, speak in the Holy Ghost again for 30 seconds. Let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. My faculties must align. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. Let a believer, don't die louder, amen. Check your seat for 1 second. Somebody thunder, say, I emerge. Thunder it louder again, say, I emerge. Say it again like in the really minute shot, say, I emerge. So the next time, Baraka, you're wondering, Lord, am I walking and am I living in the overflow? Just know, Karabasa, it is what you give here that is what here brings out again to give to your generation. Marakude Kasada, you don't chew 3 verses of the Bible and you are expecting 3 chapters of manifestation. No, sir. Marabalaka, you don't live on 10 minutes prayer and you are expecting 10 manifestations of the strange acts of God. It will not work. Be ye not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that he shall. Now, people of God, while we are dealing on that matter, the very first time rivers were mentioned, and I'm sure that you heard me last week speak about these rivers and how they broke up into 4 tributaries, and then you have the river Pishon, and then Pishon or Pishon, you have the river Gihon, you have the river Hiddekel, and then you have the river Euphrates. Bashuda Liana, and people of God, Bashuda is walking in the overflow of the Spirit. And I do know that there is a place called Eden, and in Eden God planted a garden. Radiboshida Balaka in Eden, Aroboshadaha, we call it Garden of Eden, almost making it look like the entire Eden was a garden. No, sir, the entire Eden wasn't a garden, so it is much more appropriate to call it Garden in Eden, not necessarily Garden of Eden, because God actually planted a garden in Eden. So the entire Eden was not a garden. And so, sir, God plants a garden in Eden. and then sends the river that you're carrying. He sends the river and says, your assignment is you will water the garden in Eden. Let me say it again. You must water the garden in Eden. People of God, you are not yet walking in the overflow until you are able to sustain what God has planted. You didn't plant it, but God wants you over here. Kasutasha lebarada kushandia. God is making a demand to saviors in the house, because saviors will arise out of Zion, and they're saying, "Can I trust you for 5 minutes? Can I trust you for 5 years? Can I trust you for the next? Can you sustain what I have planted?" Mabarakuda kashandeli kata rade kosuto kashia. There are plantings I want to do around you, and there are things I've already planted even in your house, in your family, in your children. True barakarias of rivers are those who understand that I must sustain what God has planted, not just in my life, but in the life of every man mandated and commissioned to fulfill destiny. I carry what it takes to make sure I focus. Please help me lift up your right hand. Declare with a loud voice, say, "My Father, I receive the grace." Say it again like a minute. Say, "Father, I receive the grace to sustain what you have planted." I feel like your image should come down louder. Say it again like a minute. Say, "Father, I receive the grace to sustain what you have planted." If you believe it, can you thunder a bigger amen? And God is saying, overflow is a simple equation. What God has planted, under what your capacity is, it will be equal to manifestation. Can you sustain what God has planted? Do you know that He gave you, He spoke a word to you and said, "I'm releasing the healing gift in you." And all He wanted you to do was to stay so that you can sustain what has been planted. I gave you a great destiny, but you can't sustain it. I made you a voice, but you can't sustain it. I'm doing this, Yala, but you can't. Somebody lift up your eyes, say, "Father, help me to sustain what you have planted." Say it again like a minute. Say, "Father, help me to sustain what you have planted." If you believe it, can you thunder in louder? Amen. The Spirit of God just said to me to make a prayer. Any stronghold in your mind or in your spirit that is reducing the forceful flow, the way you receive it from the upper cause, now it has come to the lower cause, and there seems to be a form of lag or delay. Any stronghold that is causing that, I decree, let it be broken right now. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. People of God, take yourself for 1 second and notice carefully. You notice that if you go to the rivers, as we find in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible, from thence it was parted, and it became into 4 rivers. Let me see the next one. The name of the first was Pishon, that is it, which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is thallium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is it that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. I love this. Please, if I can borrow one more person, come please and join them. Let me borrow one more person. Please stand this way. Now, I love the fact that the scripture that in telling us about these rivers was able to tell us where they were and call their names, Shabadiah. So we have the river Pishon, which was it that compassed the land of Havilah, and then we have the river Gihon and all that, and then we have the river Hiddekel, and we have the river Euphrates and all that. Now, Shabodia, get serious with what I'm about to say. You see, these two rivers, you guys put your hands this way. You see, two rivers out of the 4 rivers are rivers of Babylon. So the Lord created these rivers and said to two of the tributaries, because he's the one that gave them a command, and said to them, you are going to be flowing into Babylon. When you are done watering the garden, your assignment is not in Jerusalem. Your assignment is in Babylon. I didn't fill you up to speak in tongues in church alone. Your assignment is in Babylon. I didn't fill you up so that you can act superior to others. We are the ones that when we speak in tongues like this, you will know that our tongues is not ordinary. That is not why I filled you up. I filled you up so that a part of you can find Babylon. Makura balakushandala, eberokutu kuria nasiyada, ebelekoto kusende yadabaha. And people are wondering, Yakatushia, why are you angry at the devil? Makura basakatala, madeka. Part of the mandate of my filling is to attack Babylon. I want to let you know that the fullness of the Spirit on your life is a mockery if your overflow has not been able to attack the Babylon in your family. Are you not aware that the reason why God put you in that place is because of the Babylonian environment? Lord, you know, take me to somewhere better. I wish I was born into a better family. No, sir. No, sir. God was looking for a man that can carry river into that family. He did not find another person. He did not find another person. The only person he found was you. There is no better family to belong to. That is the family you were designed for. Father, why was I born? No, sir. Kata, we are that river that flows into Babylon. Now you understand. If my assignment is in Babylon, that's why he wants to block my flow. Because if the river does not flow into Babylon, if I journey into Babylon, I will have nothing to give them. River Hiddekel and River Euphrates are rivers of Babylon. Can I shock you? We didn't get born again to just come here and be worshiping God and be smiling at ourselves and be saying, oh Father, I bless you, brother, how are you? No, sir. Why I came here tonight is to let my river rise, because as I step out again, I am aware that I am stepping into Babylon. I am aware that everybody that I am seeing is not a human being. Okay, so my PA would say to me, say, Pastor, whenever people tell these kind of stories, because there are testimonies that come on NSPPD, and all I tell him is, I say, George, I beg. People will just say that this is, can never, I said, let's just leave this one. Let's just leave this one. Another, people of God. And so someone reached out to me, and then he said to me, Pastor, this is happening in my shop right now. I say, what happened? He said, somebody walked into my shop and then gave me money, and as I took the money to go and keep after buying all the things he bought, it is not a shop where people come with cash like that. He said, but this one came with cash, a lot of cash. He said, as I came to keep the money, the Holy Spirit began to speak to her, and her body began to shake and quake. And then she began to say that this is evil money. This is evil. There's something about that money. And then, in a boldness only the Spirit can give, he turns to the person and then asks, why did you bring evil money here? And the person was stiff and looking and said, Sorry, ma. He said, no. Why can you tell me why you brought evil money here? Now, that's not even the shocking part. I'm going to the shocking part. He said, why did you bring evil money here? And then he said, he was just looking at, and the person was saying, sorry, ma. He said, you brought evil money. And as she raised her voice to speak and shout about the evil money, the money disappeared. Yeah. I said, what are you saying? Money. I said, who was holding the money? She said she was the one that was holding the money. When the money disappeared. As in, you can hold money. And money can disappear in your own hands. And so he said, as soon as the money disappeared, whether it was fainting fits or whether it was whatever that was wrong with her, so that she seemed to have lost consciousness for a little while, and the person walked away. You see, you cannot tell an adult that you are running mad. So because I kept asking her, were you awake? Did you see it in a trance? Or what, you know, did the Lord try to reveal something to you and all that? And he said, Pastor, this happened in my shop right now. Can I shock you? Everybody you see wearing dress is not a human being. Because I am looking at some people who believe that everybody you sat in a keke with, that they are well. Some have already gone to evil altars, surrounding themselves with it. Your river must get to Babylon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Marunde kushande kesekete. There are altars of Babylon raised before you were born. Madibolo kushende ya. They have taken territory, and they are looking at a small boy, small girl like you. So you want to come into this family? We were here 100 years before you were born. Somebody help me! Shout and let the waters rise. Yeah, 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 yeah. Screaming, let the waters rise. Shouting, let the waters rise. 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 Let the believers on fire. I know that I'm talking to some people. Because you see this river that is rising. It is entering any place where there is satanic stronghold. I am not asking for an overflow in order to show off. I am asking for an overflow that it will enter into every satanic structure, into every satanic framework. You enter into my territory, you die. Somebody said, let the waters rise. Came to remind someone. Randa Koshira. Lebere Kotokose. Two rivers. They have to go to Babylon. Sir, they have to go to Babylon. Mama Shukoteya. Anda Kotokosia. Erekete. You know, God is not mad. When he took his beloved Daniel, and then he went and situated him in Babylon. Some of you are saying, Lord, take me out of Babylon. I don't like it here. I want it in Jerusalem. Heaven is saying, you get to Babylon and fix it. You are going to fix it in Mariakoteke. Rabale koshekete. Eyakoto kosheya. Amalaka. Your accolade will not come in Jerusalem. I know why I took you there. I know why you are in that family. I know why you are married to him. I know why you are married to her. Your river must flow to Babylon. If you wanted me to live the best of life, you would have put me there. If you wanted me to stay in a place where all things were working, but I know I am there to save them. I know I am there to be a voice. I know I am there so that the river can flow to Babylon. Let it flow. 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 Let your amen turn louder. And so, I came to let someone know. Please, stop wishing that your river. Stop, never, don't stop. You gotta stop. Stop wishing that your river. Let it flow already around the people. Lord, I don't know why everyone that I meet, they have a problem. That is what you were wired for.
Lord, why is it that I am now in the Kushana? Leborokosa, on NSPBD, we don't apologize. Our river was sent to Babylon. And that is why we're looking for the blind, the lame, the afflicted, anyone at all who the devil wants to make a mockery out of their destiny. Shande kotokotira, lebere kotosha. Ah! Tomorrow morning, you don't know. You don't know because you don't know. You don't know. Your office is like Babylon. Too many things happen when you are not around. People visit places where you don't know. That is why I'm here to drink. When I finish drinking, and as I'm coming the river, while you are here, the river is flowing to your father's house. It's flowing to incantations made before you were born. It's going to any wicked man that is calling your name on any altar. The river is flowing to anyone who is wishing you evil. It's flowing to any corner where they are projecting darkness. As your amen will thunder, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow.
And that is, this is the one that the Bible says, but the reason it was John the Revelator that was saying, by reason of this river of life, that there was a tree of life by the side, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I'm flowing there. That's why I'm flowing there. You think God is going to give me business? Lord, give me a business where everyone I'm going to meet will be a born again Christian. Are you joking? Are you serious? Lord, position me that everybody that I will meet will like me. You are doing nothing significant. Lord, please, I want you to position me. No, sir. Part of it, you don't know. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Some of them we are just meant to go to Babylon. Can I tell someone? Somebody here. Unfortunately, your river was meant for Babylon. And it's either you flow to them or they swallow you. It's either you flow to them or they themselves will swallow you. Your river was meant to enter Babylon, Egypt, enter every place where there is wickedness and any stronghold of darkness. And I decree over your life, as your amen will thunder, let the river that will flow from you dislodge every element of darkness. Let it dislodge them right now. Let it dislodge them right now. Let your amen thunder louder. Return back here. Just stand on the line with it. And this is how I'm going to tidy up. People of God, you know, the Bible says, now take me to the river where I started talking. The Bible says, and the river went out of Eden to water the garden. Now, it was a river until it was done watering the garden. Did you hear what I just said right now? So, sir, the multiplicity of this river came while it was doing its assignment. It did not come while it was praying. Lord, make me four. I want to manifest one. When you are still one, water your assignment. When you are still one, when you still have capacity for one, because he does not add if he has not proven.
Can I say one more time? He does not add if he has not proven. And there are believers who are saying, Lord, break me into foreheads. Break me. I want new side. And God said, look at the one I gave you. Just water this gap. Just water here. Water this gap. Can I find you faithful in watering this garden? Because until you water here, you cannot break out into four areas. I don't have all the time. If I had all the time, I would have shown you how a river like this, Marama, from the geography of these rivers, how these four rivers is said to have compassed the entire earth. Just these four tributaries and the connections they make, the ones that are connected to River Nile, how River Nile connects to this one. Now, four rivers that came from one. People of God, do you realize that when it was one, it did not have a name? Because I would have asked you, what is the name of that river that went out of Eden? No name. But when it began to spread an impact, every one of it began to have a name. You see, the name you are carrying now is not your real name. When you become serious, when you water your assignment, it's not just one name people will call you. Some people say, we think he is best at this. We'll say, no. You don't know what he's good at. Let me show. He is. Someone will argue. Say, no. Do you know him too well? This one is what he's good at. You will answer brilliant names. Brilliant names. Let me say to a believer here, if you ask this river, do you have a choice? They will say to them, say to you, we want to be that river that will just be watering the Havila, where there is gold. We want to be that river that can be found where there is gold. But the river knows that, yes, so I will water the place that is gold. I will also go and find the place where there are demons. It is not just watering where there is gold. You also have an assignment where there is negativity. Oh yes, sir. You will water gold. In case some people don't know that there is gold inside of them, you keep watering until the gold begins to swim. You will water. But most importantly, know that gold is 1/4. But Babylon is 2/4. Now you know. So, sir, yes, sir, half of my assignment on earth, I don't joke about it, I know, half of my assignment on earth is to make sure I dispossess the devil of territories. Yes, sir, I am aware of it. I'm aware of it. And that's why I don't sleep on duty. A generation may choose just to water where there is gold. But show me Babylon. Show me Babylon. Sir, I'm not afraid of Babylon. Show me Babylon. Show me the lifestyle of Babylon. Show me what Babylon represents. We will go. We will water Babylon. Rise on your feet wherever you are. And lay your two hands on your belly. And begin to speak in the Holy Ghost.
Is somebody praying, Lord, let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. He will not stop at my body. He will not stop at my soul. From my spirit to my soul to my body. From my body to my soul to my spirit. From my spirit to my soul to my body. From my body to my soul to my spirit. Let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. Rakatakataya. Rebele kotokoshe. Rekotokotoya. Ebarakotosi. Ilabarabara. Ashatatata. Rekotokotea. Rebalakatiyara. the name of Jesus. Today I decree, let there be a flow. 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 As we gloriously emerge, Lord, may this encounter not stop with our body. Let it sink into our spirit. Let it overwhelm our soul. Only then can we truly say we are ready for Babylon. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wherever you are, would you put together your offerings, your tithes, and your partnership?